The devastation left by Hurricane Sandy and the nor'easter that followed it has brought the issue of climate change to the forefront. The Innovation Trail's Marie Cusick reports that according to a new study published in the journal Science, we can expect global warming to be on the high side of current projections.
In the coming century, will New York warm up by 3 degrees Fahrenheit and have a climate more like Richmond, Virginia? Or will it rise 8 degrees and become more like the state capital of Georgia, a city nicknamed Hotlanta? That's the range currently represented by more than 24 different climate models. But new research shows the higher, hotter predictions are more likely to be accurate.
We should expect that large changes will occur in the future. And, it's a very qualitative description to say it'll be more like Atlanta, Georgia, but certainly New York will warm up, as will, cities throughout the world.
That's John Fasulo, a scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research. He's the lead author on the study, which analyzes the differences between 16 different climate models.
We really just wanted to ask the naive question as to which model best reproduced what we saw in the satellite observations.
Fasulo was trying to work around the problem of clouds. They're key atmospheric indicators, but they can be tricky to observe with precision, and that can lead to a lot of variation between climate models.
An easier way to approach the problem was to look at the environment in which clouds exist and ask the question, which models give the best representation of that environment?
He looked at the atmospheric dry zones in the subtropics and found that most climate models fail to account for this dryness. The models that do tend to show the most warming in the future.
You can kind of think of these dry zones as an iris of the climate system. And so as the system warms up, the iris dilates and lets more sunlight into the system.
And more warming can lead to more powerful storms, which draw on energy from warmer ocean temperatures. Kevin Trenberth co-authored the study. He's also a scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research.
So the odds of this sort of thing happening, the odds of a strong storm, are increasing.
Hurricanes like Sandy occur naturally, but Trenberth says that between 5 and 10% of their power can be attributed to man-made global warming.
You know, when you're having storm surges that are flooding the subway system, 10% effect might be enough that if you didn't have it, it wouldn't have flooded.
For years, these scientific warnings have come up against public skepticism and political apathy, but that may be starting to change. In the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg gave a surprise endorsement to President Obama just before the election, praising his leadership on climate change. Governor Andrew Cuomo also brought up the issue as he toured the devastation in the beachfront community of Breezy Point, Queens.
I think there is climate change. I think that is a reality. I think if we don't acknowledge it, that it's just avoidance on our part.
But Trenberth says he's still worried that climate change isn't high enough on the list of political priorities. Carbon dioxide is retained for a long time in the atmosphere. So even if emissions were drastically cut today, it will be decades before the effects will be felt.
By the time everyone recognizes that climate change is a major problem, it's far, far too late to do anything about it.
In Albany, I'm Marie Cusick for WRVO News.